McCallum Arts Foundation expands scholarships, free concerts, and youth opportunities. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. McAllen, Texas. The McAllen Performing and Cultural Arts Foundation is expanding scholarships, free concerts, and programs for young performers as part of its effort to make the arts more accessible throughout McAllen and the Rio Grande Valley. Foundation Chairman Kevin Pagan outlined the organization's work during the Fall for the Arts event at the McAllen Performing Arts Center, saying the foundation is focused on reducing financial barriers while creating opportunities for young people to develop their talents. Established in 2023, the foundation's mission includes expanding access to the arts, supporting young artists, and advancing the long-term vision of the McAllen Performing Arts Center. "We are still a relatively young organization, but in just a few short years, we have seen what is possible when a community comes together and believes in the importance of the arts," Pagan said. Among its programs are multi-year scholarships awarded to three middle school students attending Deborah Kay's Academy, Melba's Dance School, and the All-Star Kids Club. Unlike scholarships limited to a semester or a single academic year, Pagan said the foundation's commitment will continue through the students' high school graduation. "Our commitment follows these students through their high school graduation, giving them the opportunity to continue developing their talents without financial barriers standing in their way," Pagan said. The foundation has also helped double the number of free concerts offered through the Performing Arts Center from 6 to 12 annually. Pagan said the increase creates thousands of additional opportunities for families to experience live music and participate in performing arts activities. The foundation's work extends to the Palm Awards, which recognize high school theater students and productions from across South Texas and give young performers an opportunity to take the McAllen Performing Arts Center stage. Pagan pointed to a former Palm Award winner who returned to the program this year as its MC after going on to perform on Broadway in New York. "That's the kind of success this program can lead to," Pagan said. The foundation also supports community events designed to broaden participation in the arts. On September 12, Noche de Vino, the foundation's signature fundraising event, will bring together wine, food, and entertainment while raising money for arts access, education, and other opportunities. Sunset Live returns October 10 with Symphony in the Park, presented in collaboration with the Valley Symphony Orchestra. The outdoor program gives the public an opportunity to experience live symphonic music in a community setting. The McAllen Wind Ensemble will begin its new concert season at the Performing Arts Center on November 11, continuing the foundation's emphasis on free live music. Pagan said the individual programs collectively demonstrate the foundation's larger purpose. "When you look at all these programs together, from scholarships and free concerts to Noche de Vino, Sunset Live, the McAllen Wind Ensemble, and the Palm Awards, you begin to see what our foundation is really all about," Pagan said. "It's about access. It's about opportunity." He said the foundation intends to continue building partnerships and developing programs that open the performing arts to the next generation. "There is much more ahead for the McAllen Performing and Cultural Arts Foundation," Pagan said.